You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
December 2, 2022. In other words, write down 120222. That would do it just as well. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. Go to rumble.com, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors, USA. That'll take you right to our page. You push live, you join us in studio. If you can't do it now, do it later. Pull them up, watch then. I see many still doing that. Because you're just not able to watch now, I understand. Appreciate you listening. And if you're listening on air and you want to hear a program you missed, or get it and share it with someone else, the podcast will be out shortly of each day's program. We put them out so they're available for you to get and then share. I encourage you to share with others. I appreciate it. Well, as we've been mentioning from the beginning today, and you heard also in the network news again, President Biden signing off a bill today preventing a railroad strike and blocking the workers from striking. Now, here's Joe Biden, who always likes to say, I'm a friend of labor. You know me. I'm lunch pail Joe. I'm blue-collar worker just like you. Liar, liar, pants on fire. And today, he decided he's going to go against the workers. I will have to admit that we do not need a railroad strike right now. I don't know if this is the best way to resolve it, but a railway strike would be crippling to the nation, which is what he'd pointed out, and I tend to agree. That would affect 30% of what we've already got in supply chain and cause even more damage. So whatever your opinion of it is, and keep in mind that the same one that they ended up approving was one that had been acceptable back in September between many of the unions, but others were saying, hey, there's no paid sick leave in ours, so we need that. And that put everything to a halt. But the trains are back up and running again. Now, here's something that's happening, and it's going to cause a repercussion down the road. The Florida chief financial officer decided, of course, not on his own, but obviously Governor DeSantis and others, they were going to pull $2 billion, $2 billion in assets from BlackRock because the state has an opposition to the company's major push to always put money into environmental, social, governance policies, the ESG-type programs. They're not the only ones that have done that. State of Missouri has pulled $500 million, Louisiana $790 million. South Carolina, $200 million, but in this case, we're talking about $2 billion. And some have said, you know, it's basically a get-out-jail-free card for those hedge fund managers and so forth that have been losing money for their clients. They can say, hey, we did our best, not my fault. China, apparently, according to a senior Pentagon official, is creating a new normal of increased military intimidation of Taiwan. He points out that they, of course, had stepped up their military activities around Taiwan, including missile launches, after Pelosi's visit earlier this year. They have gone down, but it's not back where it was before a trip, but it's begun to escalate again. It's, as he said, a new normal. He said, I don't see an imminent invasion, but we need to be on the watch. And I add, yes, sir, we do, and spend more time with our troops dealing with that issue as opposed to the latest CRT class. UN General Assembly passed something this week I didn't have time for, and I did not want the week to go by without pointing it out. They passed a resolution characterizing the founding of the modern state of Israel in 1948 as a catastrophe. It's a catastrophe that Israel was founded, and the UN signed off on it. There's a giant British gas storage facility in the North Sea. They were deciding to cut back. Now they're increasing because of the energy crisis. And in Europe, because of the energy crisis, Switzerland's considering a ban on the use of electric cars for non-essential purposes. Oh, and I need right now to offer my apologies over and over again if necessary, because Stacey Abrams failed Georgia Democrat governor candidate, now is asking Joe Biden to make her the next nominee for the Federal Communications Commission. In other words, to have a voice over what we do on radio and TV. My apologies to Stacey Abrams. Not really. Not really.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Your eyes are burning, you're sneezing, it's allergy season. Pollen readings are sky high. Heck, you can even see that yellow powder on everything. So that's also inside your air conditioning ducts. I suggest you call Wellington Environmental. Now, other companies will be glad to do the job, but they're going to come to your home or business, count the air ducts, and begin increasing the cost. In fact, the quoted price might even double. Wellington offers one price, no extras. You'll be charged exactly what Wellington quotes. So this is easy for you. Call 314-644-4930, 644-4930. You will breathe easier. Wellington has a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Bill Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Bill Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Well, it looks like we put a whole new meaning to the word adult entertainment here, haven't we, Board of Ed? Adult entertainment used to mean adults going to strip clubs, watching other adults engage in sexual behavior. Well, now, thanks to this board, we see adult entertainment as a bunch of high school staff watching young children for their entertainment. And to those of you who still retain your seats, those days are numbered, because we will continue to expose the evil that you're doing in secret and behind closed doors. Just the fact that you have to hide this garbage tells us how evil it is. In the meantime, while you guys still temporarily hold these seats, remember we are looking at all avenues of holding you accountable for these actions.
Great. And by all avenues, they're talking about maybe filing civil and or criminal statutes if possible, and actions against board members approving such displays in front of elementary children. A lot of folks say, well, you know, I'm not hearing that much about these folks anymore. Maybe they're not really doing that much anymore. No, do not buy that. What they're doing is changing their tactics. They're going different ways. They're trying to stay under the radar if they can. But at the same time, once you start bringing a drag queen into an elementary school class, or in cases where, in that New Jersey board meeting, they're in some cases of having the children perform for the teachers, what gets into the mind of someone thinking that that's okay? There is no mind in operation. If an adult wants to go watch some entertainment program, be it a drag queen show or anything else, that's fine. As far as I'm concerned, that's you're right, you're of age, it's your decision. But don't parade it and shove it into the face of children. And that's where we've had the biggest issue lately. because they thought they kept inching more and more in, and they thought, well, we can just try this one and try this one. Let me give you an example here. The New Jersey chapter of the National Education Association, the largest teachers union in the country, back in November, what are we now, December? That's right. Back on November 11, at its convention, they hosted an LGBTQ1A+ banned books drag queen story hour. And the 2022 New Jersey Education Association convention promoted the drag queen story hour as a way for educators to explore and express their intersectional identities. Performers for the drag queen entertainment read attendees several books, including Entango Makes Three, a story of two male penguins who have a baby penguin together. That's something they want to present to your children. Prince and Knight, a picture book about a prince and knight who fall in love. The drag queens also read I Am Jazz. That's a story about a two-year-old who realizes at 2 years old, realizes she is a transgender female. 2 years old realizing that? Well, obviously, it's fiction, as is everything else I just read you, as for what they're trying to put in front of our children. But these school boards continue to, you know, try to pull this off and let it get by, and they don't tell the parents. They don't tell the parents it's going to happen. And in many cases, they tell the kids, don't tell the parents it's going to happen. Or they just suddenly spring it on them. And again, back to this particular school board meeting in New Jersey where another parent is pointing out that this we're have an issue here, and you guys are just not just ignoring us. You're absolutely stepping on us to get to our children.
I believe that the reason for the educational deterioration in America is a preoccupation with ideology and sexuality at the expense of academia. You take this drag queen performance as an example. Not only were students taken out of the class to prepare for the performance, but they would have been unable to focus on their studies in any class during the day while their minds were preoccupied imagining about this performance. The question is this an academic institution or is this an ideological institution?
Yeah, perfect question. It's supposed to be educational. I would change his wording a little bit and say, or is it an indoctrination? Because that's what it is. See, remember the Florida issue, and I'm going to focus on that in more detail in a moment. When all the word going around was that in Florida, DeSantis was passing a bill, don't say gay. It never had those words in it. It never referenced that. The law, as it was presented, passed by the legislature and signed by him, was that you cannot teach inappropriate material to children of an inappropriate age. And when you do teach the subjects at all, you must notify the parents in advance that this is going to be taught. In other words, full disclosure. If you got a notice from your kid's school, who, and maybe your child is maybe 8, 9 years old, and they say, next week, we're going to have a drag queen come perform, well, then you've been served notice so you can take action to either shut it down or to hold your child out or do both. But they're not doing it. They're looking. You might think the tide is turning because you don't hear some of it, because it gets dismissed and looked at as normal by state-controlled media. Then what kids are going to learn about sex anyway? I know that. They're going to learn about crime and murder and everything and death. I know that. But there are certain ages that's not appropriate. I've shared with you before, the decades as I was a news anchor, my children, as much as I wanted them to know what their father did, I didn't want them watching the TV news unless their mother was in the room. And particularly the beginning of the newscast, where unfortunately we didn't always adhere to if it bleeds, it leads, but there are plenty of stories out there that would fall in that category and be somewhere in the beginning. Then there are other stories that seem not that damaging at the first reading, but then it comes back to haunt you. For instance, I know I shared this with you before. My youngest at the time was, I want to say, maybe 5 years old, and she had apparently been watching a newscast while her mother was not in the room, not aware of it. One of the earlier ones, I guess, 5, 6 o'clock. Certainly would have been a late one. But then she asked me about 2 weeks after that particular event, she said, why would a daddy do that? I said, what are you talking about, baby? Why would a daddy do what he did? I said, I'm sorry, I don't know. What's the question? Well, the daddy you reported on that held a cigarette to his baby several times, why would he do that? It took me a moment, and it then dawned on me. I had reported that story maybe a week or so earlier, but this had been percolating in her mind, obviously, for some time. Thank God she finally got around to asking so we could have a discussion about it. No, the tide is not turning as much as we'd like it to be doing it. It's not. The woke is just getting trickier. As you know, Walt Disney was among those standing up against DeSantis in Florida for the Don't Say Gay bill when that was not what it was. And Disney just brought back the CEO, Bob Iger, who was in charge of Disney when they were initially complaining about it. Then he was replaced as he left for retirement. They bring in another guy. Every revenue is down. COVID, of course, came in. All of this came into play. But then here's Iger discussing where Disney is now and reference to what it was doing at that time regarding Florida and Don't Say Gay bill and being all of this other transgender, transphobic, phobia BS that was being spread around. Listen to Iger.
I was sorry to see us dragged into that battle. And I have no idea exactly what its ramifications are in terms of the business itself. What I can say is the state of Florida has been important to us for a long time, and we have been very important to the state of Florida. That is something I'm extremely mindful of and will articulate if I get the chance.
Yeah, you got to quickly point out, hey, we are very important to Florida. But did you hear the beginning? He said, I was extremely sorry we got dragged into that. We're going to play that again, and we're going to follow it with a response from Florida Governor DeSantis, who puts that in perspective.
I was sorry to see us dragged into that battle, and I have no idea exactly what its ramifications are in terms of the business itself. What I can say is the state of Florida has been important to us for a long time, and we have been very important to the state of Florida. That is something I'm extremely mindful of and will articulate if I get the chance.
How do you respond to that? He's talking about you.
We didn't drag them in, Tucker. They went in on their own and not only opposed the bill, they threatened to get it repealed. These are parents' rights, important policies in our state that are very popular. And so they brought this on themselves. Yeah. All we did was stand up for what's right. And yes, they're a big, powerful company. But you know what? We stand up for our folks. And I don't care what a Burbank-based California company says about our laws.
Good. The remarks of Governor DeSantis, as he appeared on Tucker Carlson's program, and of course putting down quickly the Disney CEO that, oh, we got dragged into that. I don't know how or why, and I don't know how it's affected. You know how it's affected you. And you know not only were you dragged into that, but you've allowed on Disney property to start showing homosexual activities with dressing codes and things of this nature. And even if parents and our kids might have an interest in that, they didn't go there for that. And that was not the vision of Walt Disney, period. Let's go back to this school board meeting in New Jersey where they're protesting because the kids were being told to kind of prepare and put on a drag queen act and performance for the teachers. For the teachers. And part of this involves looking at what is real, what's not real, and what could happen, what could never happen, and also mixing science with political science and basic term is BS.
If I were to identify as an elephant or wanted to change into an elephant, that would be okay if I was a toddler. But as an adult, a real academic institution would teach me that it was scientifically and biologically impossible. It would, in fact, be a mental disorder, and I should be referred to for psychiatric help. Because in reality, a drag queen performance is sexually grooming children, and that's unacceptable in this community. As a school board, you should recognize how divisive some of you are in this community by promoting this exclusive sexual ideology.
Absolutely. And again, I go back to the question, why? Why are you so intent on doing that to kids at that age level? And he is correct. What you're doing is grooming, preparing them for maybe thinking they're not a boy, they're a girl. I don't know. But either way, it's against science when we're told by the Democrats in control of everything right now at the White House, believe in science. They don't believe in science. They believe in political science. So then you have a lobster dinner at the White House. Stand by.
USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You cannot make this stuff up that I'm getting ready to tell you. And it's already happened. They can't go back and change it. Last night, you probably didn't get your invitation, did you? I didn't get one. Maybe you did. Hunter Biden got one. And House Republican, soon to be Speaker, we hope, if the five Republicans don't join with the Democrats, Kevin McCarthy apparently got one, and he also attended. It was a big state dinner at the White House in honor of the French President Macron. And to make it a really special event, as if that's not big enough, the Biden White House purchased and brought in 200 Maine lobsters. Well, that's pretty fancy, a full lobster for every guest. Wow, that's pretty big. Well, you know, it's the White House. It's a big occasion. They're honoring the French president. Why he chose that? I mean, they could have just simply picked up some spaghetti, couldn't they? Oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing against the French, obviously, or Italian. I love all their foods. But you didn't have to go and get lobster, did you? And it created a big, big ruckus. Did I mention Hunter Biden was there? Oh, I'm sure he was doing some kind of little deal on the side, maybe negotiating an extra lobster for all I know. Bottom line is, the political leaders from Maine were extremely upset because the lobster under the Maine stewardship, Marine Stewardship Council 2 weeks ago, lost their certification to collect lobster because the nets to catch the lobsters were apparently catching and protecting a particular whale, the right whale. That's what it's called. Not the wrong whale. It's the right whale. And they said this could be threatening to them. So Whole Foods had to pull lobsters off their shelves. We can't get them, can't offer them anymore. So Whole Foods spoke up in addition to representatives from Maine, but on behalf of Whole Foods, they said, let me get the exact quote from them, is, why can't we do it? No evidence that the marine lobster fishery is responsible for interactions or entanglements with the right whales. But then let's go to a quote and a statement from Congressman Jared Golden, Democrat of Maine. The White House can prioritize purchasing 200 Maine lobsters for a fancy dinner. Then his White House should also meet with the Maine lobstermen that they're currently regulating out of business. Then we also have Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, tweeting, delicious, sustainable Maine lobster, an excellent choice for the Maine course. But if Maine lobster is good enough for the White House, it's good enough for every seafood retailer, including Whole Foods, to sell. But again, this is this push for ESG, environmental, economic alliances, pushing everything into, you got to fit into this particular category. And now we have an endangered concern here that the right whale is being caught in the lobster nets and threatened. There have been several struck by boats at sea. Others have died after getting entangled in the fishing gear. And it's been underway for some time. Now, the right whale is considered endangered at about 350. But what they've done with moving forward like this is they basically have cut out Maine lobster for everyone else, unless you're with the White House. And Whole Foods in its statement said, we're facing seafood standards like no one else has, and said we're going to resume purchasing. That is, of course, if Maine lobsters can still be caught and brought in. This is the stupidity that comes up from time to time. And you got to fight with it and against it every day. And I'm glad to help lead the battle for you. Coming up, the truth about TikTok. Things you did not know. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota. For life.
I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
A quick look at TikTok's privacy policy, in fact, just last night, shows there's a lot more than meets the eyes. For example, in the, quote, how we share your information section, one blurb reads, quote, we may share all of the information we collect with a parent, subsidiary, or other affiliate of our corporate group. Interestingly, in June of this year, the privacy policy was updated to state that TikTok, quote, may collect biometric identifiers and biometric information as defined under U.S. laws, such as face prints and voice prints. Mr. Beckerman, does TikTok consider ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, which is headquartered in Beijing, to be a part of TikTok's, quote, corporate group, as that term is used in your privacy policy?
Now, that is from the past, but it's worth bringing back to the front. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican, Texas, in questioning the TikTok exec, Michael Beckerman, about their privacy policy and what they share or don't share. And we got some other clips we'll get to the Beckerman's attempt, an attempt to answer the senator in a moment. But the reason I want to refocus on this, I just don't believe a lot of Americans really understand what's been hiding behind the simple TikTok app. It looks, you know, it shows up on some of my Facebook page material from time to time. I don't know that I actually have the TikTok app, so I don't know how it gets there. I don't know how some of the stuff gets there anyway. It's beyond my mind. I mean, it's I don't even know how the words I'm saying to you or if you're watching me on Rumble get through the air and end up wherever you are. I'm clueless. All I know is thank God that God created it. But the propaganda arm of the Chinese Communist Party, according to some different reports now coming out, show that many of the videos on TikTok that have millions of followers are being run by MediaLinks TV, a registered foreign agent of the primary Communist Party television news outlet, China Central Television. And that information I just read you is according to a report from Forbes magazine. Not some guy sitting off in a corner dreaming up schemes. And apparently, according to this same Forbes article, before the U.S. midterm elections, one of these links repeatedly attacked Republican candidates and favored Democrat candidates. One video being pushed by the Chinese government featured a caption that read, Cruz, reference Senator Cruz, Abbott, reference Texas Governor Abbott, Cruz, Abbott don't care about us. They were sending that out to Republicans. Another video displayed the caption, Rubio has done absolutely nothing. And again, they were sending that out to target Republicans to maybe make them walk away from any Republicans. Well, as it turned out, in Florida, it didn't work. They went total red, winning every election in the state of Florida this last time around. But again, this is some of the latest examples of how China is meddling in our U.S. elections in various ways, and in particular, the TikTok app, which is Chinese surveillance and a psyops thinly veiled as a social media platform, is the way Forbes tends to describe it. Let's go back again to the question of this congressional hearing. This particular hearing was in October of 2021, so it's some time ago, but the information, the questions, the reaction, they're just as viable today as they were then. So once again, Senator Cruz is going to try to ask a question of Michael Beckerman, the CEO of TikTok. And if you're going to hold your breath for the answer, you better call 911 right now.
Mr. Beckerman, does TikTok consider ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, which is headquartered in Beijing, to be a part of TikTok's, quote, corporate group, as that term is used in your privacy policy?
Thank you, Senator. This is an important question. I'd just like to take an opportunity first to clear up misconceptions around some of the accusations that have been leveled against the company. I would like to point to independent research. I understand that trust needs to be earned.
Mr. Beckerman, I get you may have broader points you want to make. My question is simple and straightforward. Does TikTok consider ByteDance, the parent company headquartered in Beijing, to be part of TikTok's corporate group? That's a yes or no.
Senator, access controls for our data is done by our U.S. teams. And as independent researchers, independent experts have pointed out, the data that TikTok has on the app is not of a national security importance and is of low sensitivity. But again, we do hold that to a high standard.
Yeah, right. I love how these folks show up in front of a congressional committee. Not just big tech officers, but other corporations that are suddenly caught in the crosshairs of a true investigation, or being major members of the White House, and they're asked a question, said, first of all, thank you for asking that question and give me a chance to respond. And then they do not respond to the question. Did you hear him give a yes or no? Oh, no, you did not. He starts waffling off over here and trying to come back. And Cruz, as he would, good trial lawyer that he is, brings him back, says, that's not what I asked. Deal with this, not what you got preambled in your mind already you want to say. So then he goes off on a tangent, then again, still really does not get that answer. That was the second time. So Senator Cruz said, you know what? You had to appreciate the man's patience. He said to the CEO of TikTok, Michael Beckett, what do you say we try to get an answer? Beckerman, I said Beckett, Beckerman, what do you say we try to get an answer a third time?
The words that came out of your mouth have no relation to the question you were asked. Your privacy policy says you will share information with your corporate group. I'm asking a very simple question. Is ByteDance, your parent company, headquartered in Beijing, part of your corporate group? Yes or no, as you use the term in your privacy policy?
Senator, I think it's important that I address the broader point in your statement.
So are you willing to answer the question, yes or no? It is a yes or no question. Are they part of your corporate group or not?
Yes, Senator, it is.
Yes, it is. Okay, so under your privacy policy, you're explicitly stating that you may be sharing data with them, including biometric identifiers, including face prints, including voice prints. Is that correct?
No, Senator. In the privacy policy, it says that if we are to collect biometric information, which we do not collect biometric data to identify Americans.
Yeah. But they are also using TikTok at the behest of the Chinese to invade American politics. So, yes, there are American interests at stake. There was an exit poll that found 68% of unmarried women favored Democrats in the House midterm elections, a demographic extremely powerful on TikTok as it began to spread around, because 60% of those who use the app are female. So why not go ahead and put that out there and push that around? Instead of making moves to ban the Chinese app, our Justice Department under AG Merrick Garland is currently reviewing an agreement that would keep TikTok accessible to U.S. users. The Chinese app is obviously meddling in our politics, a danger to our kids. It is a national security threat, and we allow it to be inside here. It's like, forget putting missiles into Russia. Just go ahead and put a missile inside the USA. Don't launch it. Just let it explode on the launch pad. And Elon Musk has complained about Twitter and all the bots they have, the electronic postings that don't really represent someone. One of the whistleblowers inside says thousands of Twitter employees have been laid off, supposedly didn't know there are a lot of bots being activated, right? And they are using those bots to manipulate political polls to give you an impression this is what the people believe when it might not be that at all. Coming up, Tucker Carlson and the NHL.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
She'll be the death of me. At least we're bored enough. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery, but that's necessary. We're what deep in love. Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
It's a little weird. Well, maybe it's not weird at all that the NHL has decided to push woke propaganda on its fans. And boy, is it. Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, and league vice president Kim Davis now say they want fewer white people playing hockey.
looking at the hockey landscape in 5 years, what does progress look like to both of you? Commissioner Bettman.
To me, progress looks like that we become more reflective of the communities in which our teams play, that there are more black players of both sexes.
All sexes. That was Tucker Carlson pointing out that there's a call by the National Hockey League that maybe we should become more, not just gender neutral, but we should become more inclusive, that there are too many white players on the ice. Well, consider where most of the hockey players come from. Canada, obviously, one. You're going to find many that are, quote, Caucasian or might be a mix. Or you go into some of the other countries in Europe, you're going to find a mix that may be some Caucasian or a portion. And, yes, there are female hockey players, but in the NHL, they don't have any at this point. But this is, again, just a situation where why don't you just say who can skate the fastest and get down there and or stop the goals from going in or fire? Do you really care, really, in that sport? Do you really care if it's a white or black hockey player, which are very few, truly black? There are some that are mixed. Do you really care? No. And the fans don't. And he says we want to reflect the communities more. Most of the audiences for hockey are a majority white. And the number may or may not be close, but it's at least worth looking at, considering if you look at NBA games in the audience. There is a higher mixture of, quote, minorities than you would find at hockey games, if they can afford the tickets, because normally they are extremely high priced. And then if you look on the court, there are fewer white players than black players. Is that racist? No, it's not. It's because this guy can shoot the basket or can run the court. He can make great passes. He can defend. Do you think they looked at the color or they looked at the ability? I want you to stop and think for a second. If we're going to go into this, then I should consider, you know, the NBA players make a lot of money. NBA, really, they make a lot of money. And some hockey players make a lot of money. Now I'm sitting here thinking, I've been cheated. Maybe I could have been an NBA star. Oh, no, I wasn't going to be taller than what I am, and I wouldn't be better at dribbling the basketball, much less shooting it, than I was in the third grade. But, well, I am taller than I was in the third grade. Grant me that. But why can't I be on the team? Because, Larry, you're too short, and you have no ability. That's why. Oh, okay. This world has gone absolutely crazy because of this woke push. Everything's got to be recorrected. We got to pay for climate damages done to China over the decades. We got to repatriate whatever damage we did to the Japanese following World War II. Where's the repatriation for Americans that died at Pearl Harbor and their families? And there are many minorities, and I'm not just talking about black, that say the same thing, that, you know, this is just out of line. It has no bearing. I mean, would you really look at a 3-year-old Japanese girl and blame her for Pearl Harbor? Seriously? Because that's what you're trying to say when you start talking about repatriation for stuff like that. And in a case like this, if the NHL we're thinking, you know, maybe we need fewer white players on the ice so we reflect the communities where we play. You're not going to care about skill anymore, right? So I guess we also should be able to get into Harvard without passing any kind of test. Just say, I want to go. And with this president in office, you will pay for me to go to Harvard. How about that? If I haven't twisted your mind enough already today, then I failed. But it's not me doing the twisting. Thank God it's a Friday for all of us. I always appreciate you listening, sharing with others. This is the most engaging, informative, fast-paced program you're going to find on air. And I'm glad to be part of it and have you be part of it. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.